Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send us an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: small businesses think more deeply about defending against gun violence, and another dream job tied to clever marketing by a small business. Those stories after this. As a small business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos. And this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Many small business owners are hardening their defenses as concerns about gun violence escalate. Some companies are adding security cameras and replacing open door policies with buzzers and locks, while others are signing up for advanced first aid training or making tough choices about allowing weapons at work. More from Ruth Simon, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. Ruth, what are we seeing?
What we're seeing is many small businesses are taking steps to protect themselves against, because of concerns about gun violence and other kinds of workplace safety issues. We did a survey with Vistage Worldwide, which is an executive coaching organization, and we found that 35% of business owners said that they have taken steps to protect against potential shootings or gun violence or plan to do so. Mm. That's a lot of companies.
Yeah. What about the affordability of something like this? Obviously, with the thought in mind, maybe how can you not afford to do this? But is there a cost that they have to come up with?
It depends what it is. I mean, there's definitely a cost in term. There are a couple costs. One thing is, you know, many companies are in putting in locks and buzzer systems, and the cost of that is you don't have an open door policy. Some things are more expensive, and companies have to balance sort of security needs with other things that they have to spend money on. I have to say that the business owners that I talk to all take this very seriously and are trying to figure out what are the right things that they do.
All right, so you referenced Shepherd Color Company in Cincinnati. What are they doing?
They're doing a number of things. One of the things that they've done is they've limited access, locking doors that were previously wide open. They have provided active shooter training, and they're also planning to install surveillance cameras on their campus. They're also going to start with a small number of employees to do a training. It's called Stop the Bleed. It's a government initiative which teaches people what to do if there's something like a serious bleeding, like from a gunshot, and you're waiting for first responders to arrive.
Let's start with Defense Systems then in Nashville. What does that company do?
They conduct training programs, and they do that. Some of their clients have been small businesses, dental offices, manufacturers, assisted living centers. And in some cases, what they're hearing is, you know, companies that are worried about what would happen if a former employee is disgruntled. Other clients of theirs worry about domestic issues or troubles outside the office spilling into the workplace.
Thanks, Ruth. Ruth Simon, senior special writer at the Wall Street Journal. More after this. The Small Business Report, Your Money podcast, is brought to you by Privacy.com. If you're like me, you worry about using your credit card to shop online and then having to cancel it because some cyber crook steals your data to make other purchases. Here's a way to reduce those worries. Try the virtual credit or debit cards from Privacy.com. They work to protect my identity and bank info every time I shop online. In the last year, there have been millions of security breaches when it comes to online shopping. Privacy.com shields you by using their virtual network, which is held to the same security standards as your bank and is PCI DSS compliant, meaning your info is secured with military-grade encryption. Set spending limits, monitor recurring payments or subscriptions, and better manage your accounts. Head to privacy.com/yourmoney to sign up and start shopping. As a special treat for our listeners, new customers will automatically get $5 to spend on your first purchase. Yep, that's free money to use on any online purchase. Go to privacy.com/YOURMONEY and sign up now. Attention fans of the Los Angeles Rams, especially those who like drinking beer while watching them. An LA brewery has posted one of those dream job openings looking for someone who wants to get paid to watch football games. Golden Road Brewing said its chief beer officer will be paid $150 per event to attend every Los Angeles Rams home game and promote the brewery's products. The posting says an ideal candidate will have 1 to 35 plus years tailgating experience and a deep love for the Rams. Applicants are being asked to apply via Instagram by tagging the brewery in the post explaining why they would be the ideal candidate.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.